With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Six of Governor Steve Bullock's cabinet members will be leaving the administration before the Democratic governor's second term begins next month. They include Jeff Hagener of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Richard Opper of the Department of Public Health and Human Services, Mike Batista of the Department of Corrections, John Rogers of the Office of Economic Development, Meg O'Leary of the Department of Commerce, and Ron DeYoung of the Department of Agriculture. Stillwater Mining Company officials say the company will be acquired by South Africa's Sibanye Gold Limited for $2.2 billion. Stillwater operates the nation's only platinum and palladium mines in Nye, Montana. It's Montana's largest mining company, with its headquarters in Colorado. Stillwater also owns copper deposits in Ontario, Canada, and in Argentina. Stillwater officials said in a statement today that a U.S. subsidiary of Sibanye will pay $18 per share in cash in the acquisition. Sibanye also will take on some of Stillwater's debt. The deal was approved unanimously by Stillwater's board of directors, of which former Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer is chairman. The acquisition also must be approved by the two companies' shareholders. Wildlife officials are urging hunters who killed snow geese in the Butte and Dillon areas to wait to eat the meat after thousands of geese landed in the Berkeley Pit in Butte during a snowstorm on November 28th. They're asking hunters to freeze the meat until they can determine how the contaminated water affected the birds. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A month after his re-election, Governor Steve Bullock today announced new people will be in nearly half of his appointed cabinet director's positions in his second term. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Bullock announced the exit of six cabinet members during a press conference in the state capitol today. So far, he's made picks to fill half of those vacancies. For the next 4 years in office, Bullock will appoint new directors for the Departments of Corrections, Health and Human Services, Commerce, Agriculture, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development.
I'm grateful that each of them chose to join me in this journey on behalf of the citizens of Montana, and I thank each and every one of you for your dedicated, and selfless service.
After thanking his former cabinet members who are retiring or seeking jobs in the private sector, Bullock announced his three new appointments. Sheila Hogan, current director of administration, will take over as director of public health and human services, replacing Richard Opper. She has a background in public policy and business. Hogan previously worked as executive director of the Career Training Institute in Helena for 20 years.
Director Hogan's been a champion of customer service, streamlining processes online, cutting red tape, and making it more accessible for Montana businesses to do business with the state.
Bullock selected John Lewis, a former top advisor and Montana chief of staff of U.S. Senator Max Baucus, to replace Sheila Hogan as director of administration. Lewis ran unsuccessfully for Montana's U.S. House seat in 2014. The governor also appointed an interim director of the Department of Corrections to replace Mike Batista. Lorraine Wodnick, current deputy director of corrections, will lead the department while nationwide search is done for a permanent director. Governor Bullock will announce the rest of his cabinet appointments in the coming weeks. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Bob Bergren, a former Montana State House Speaker who's charged with threatening a tenant with a shotgun, is eligible for a public defender. A state district judge ruled Wednesday that Bergren doesn't have enough disposable assets to hire an attorney. Bergren is accused of threatening a former tenant on August 28th at a Haver property he owns. He has pleaded not guilty to a charge of felony assault with a weapon. The former House Speaker has previously said he felt threatened and was protecting his property. Bergren, a Democrat, served in the legislature from 2003 to 2010. A new survey shows that more Montanans are turning to the internet for news than any other source, and it says most Montana online news consumers are getting it via their smartphones. 69% of Montanans say they got their news online in the prior week, compared to 57% who say they got it on TV. 40% say they got it from a newspaper. John Baldridge with the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research oversaw the survey, which was conducted in September. Baldridge says that when they go online, most Montanans are still accessing traditional media sources.
They'll probably first look for their local newspaper's website and then a local TV or radio station.
The survey was commissioned by the Greater Montana Foundation. It was done over the phone with 567 Montana adults. The top three Montana online news sources in order were the Billings Gazette, the Missoulian, and KPAX TV. For online national news, most Montanans choose Fox, CNN, and MSN in that order. A Montana conservation group says it expects a special environmental protection agreement it signed with Stillwater Mining to remain in effect after the sale of the company, which was finalized today. In 2000, previous company owners signed a so-called Good Neighbor Agreement with Billings-based Northern Plains Resource Council. The agreement lays out specific environmental protections beyond what government regulations require. Jerry Iverson of Big Timber chairs the Resource Council's Good Neighbor Task Force.
I don't anticipate a need to change the agreement. I mean, I think it's pretty established. The terms of the agreement will be met.
Iverson will be meeting with representatives of the South African company Sibanye Gold in Columbus Monday. Sibanye is buying Stillwater Mining for $2.2 billion, pending approval of shareholders and the U.S. government. Stillwater is the only U.S. producer of the precious metals platinum and palladium. It employs more than 1,400 people at two mines in the Beartooth Mountains and at a smelter and refinery in Columbus. 45 acres of trees killed by a major wildfire last summer are slated for harvest. The Bitterroot National Forest announced today it's moving forward on the salvage project in the Roaring Lion drainage southwest of Hamilton. The Roaring Lion fire started July 31st. It burned close to 8,700 acres of national forest and private lands. Eric Winthers is district ranger on the Darby Sula Ranger District. He says the salvage operations will occur near the Roaring Lion, Sawtooth, and Ward Mountain trailheads, all of which remain closed to the public.
The goal is to reduce the hazards of burned trees around the trailheads and trees that might fall on hikers and or the cars that are parked there.
All the trees will be removed using ground-based logging methods. No temporary roads will be built. Winthers estimates the project will yield about 100 truckloads of timber, but could not yet place a value on the wood. He expects the salvage operation to begin by mid-January. For Montana News, I'm Bo Baker.